We must walk in God's footprints. We must try to find those traces that Jesus left for us out in the world when we serve other people, not just in Montana or in with our family, or should we also serve foreigners and all those in between? Yes, yes, and yes. Everyone we are called to serve at large. But having our flesh moved by the Spirit rather than our own selfish imaginations, we are called by something greater to be in the service of something greater. To be in the service of God's creation, to be servants to our friends and our enemies, to be servants to our families and the strangers, the well-off and the downtrodden, but probably especially the downtrodden, to be a servant to the hoarder, to the single mother, to the flood victim, to all those who feel like hope has left them behind. My friends, when we do that, when we find ourselves in this service to our other, and perhaps mostly the least of these, and people all around this church who no longer come to church, those people will begin to relearn the true name of God. Not that which you find paraded about over and over again by pundits and politicians and false prophets. People all around this place will begin to learn the true name of God, and that name, my friends, is love. God is love. God is self-sacrificial love. God is serving us every day out of love. May we love others as God has loved us. Finally, in verse 42-43, for all shall hear of your great name and your mighty hand. Note, my friends, it does not say clenched fist, it does not say closed arms crossing God's chest, but all may know God's name by God's open arms, outstretched to any in need. May we please do the same.
Service themselves. It doesn't have to be in a place that's a flight away, because we need help you again for that opportunity.
We sing together our hymn. I want to reiterate my gratitude to the congregation. I know that both Jack and I said so, but without your help financially, you actually supported us in a financial way. to that Houston work group, Shalom Builders, that we work with, which is a single man running around in a truck, with a truck bag full of tools and supplies, and he goes around to help people who especially were affected by Hurricane Harvey rebuild their lives. A single man. Your money matters in this place. It's off the cuff. We preach all this about money here because the gospel talks about money a lot. But we are gracious and thankful that this church has the funds to help not only sponsor these kids to go on these trips and have these experiences, but as Cindy herself once said in